I'm here.
He's on. Call is on.
Hi.
Hi.
It's 6:33, and I call the meeting to order, and I will ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Going to call the roll. Mrs. Sexton?
Here.
Mr. Lisi?
Present.
Linda Fusco, I'm here. We have a full vote, better than a quorum. And we'll go down now to additions, deletions, and corrections. I have none. Does anyone else?
I have an addition, Linda.
Okay.
I just mocked up the list of meeting dates for 2026. So I'd like to submit that since this is our last meeting of the year.
Okay, you're going to have to read them though.
Absolutely.
None of us have a copy. Okay.
No, I know. I just did it in the office. Right. I can read it.
So that's new business. We're going to say number 8A, meeting schedule for 2026. All right. Can I have a motion can I have a motion to put that onto the agenda under new business?
I'll make a motion that the meeting schedule 2026 be added under new business.
Thank you. And is there a second? Okay.
Second.
Any discussion on? Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So we have an addition. We'll move down to public portion. Ms. Palmer, I know you're there, so we'll start with you. I don't know if there's anybody else there.
Yes, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to comment on the newsletter that came out. I liked it because on the front page, Kyle had put, you know, that the smoking has to be on the outer sidewalks, 50 feet. And also on maybe the third page, it was good because the social worker, what's her name, Joan Kaiser, you know,
she put,
I don't know if you've read the letter, but she put just an important reminder that smoking is not allowed inside your apartment, any of the properties or within 50 feet. It's not on the porches. It's not allowed. I thought that was pretty good that was put in. Maybe somebody will read it and wake up.
Good.
Yeah, we decided to put like most of those things on the front page. So even if you're just skimming the newsletter, you're still getting a refresher.
I know. It's too bad that. I know. It's too bad it wasn't put on the front page with that. But I'm glad that, you know.
I'm glad you noticed that. Thank you.
Maybe that's something we could just keep as a regular thing. So at least if no other time, they get a monthly reminder saying, "Hey, don't do it."
Yes, totally what I was thinking as well. Just a front and center, a quick reminder.
Good idea.
Ms. Palmer, anything else that you'd like to speak about? Okay. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Last and final time. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Hearing none, we'll move down to approval of minutes. There are none. So from there, we'll go down to old business. And item A is a monthly update for Maria. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. There really isn't too much of an update. There's a decision that needs to be made with regard to the payment standards that will be effective January 1.
Okay. Can you explain that a little bit more? Because we may have to add that to the agenda. This is the last meeting before January 1st.
Yes. So when setting the payment standard, from HUD's fair market rent amounts. The decreases in the FMRs were across the board for all the bedroom sizes. as opposed to the ones in 2024. And in the last meeting, I had brought up the fact that we needed to make this decision as to whether or not, you were going to allow either for us to set the payment standards at 105% or 110%, because HUD then says, here's the fair market rents. Now, Housing Authority, you could set that payment standard within the 90 to 110% base range. So given the fact that, Derby was a little bit in a shortfall there for a while and then got out of the shortfall, which was great. I think, for what we're seeing, we're out of that woods, and it's just a matter of making that determination for the 105% or the 110. And Khaled, I had sent an email with both of those worksheets. I don't know if you
I
had
think I
gotten.
saw that. Yeah, with both sides. Which one do you suggest we go with? Do you think the 110 is the best one so we don't go back into the shortfall?
Well, it would mean that the payment standards would be a little bit more,
Okay.
using the 110%, but it would be a reduction for those payment standards. So, for instance, at 105%, decreases were anywhere between $53 to $413. That's a
Ooh.
six bedroom. And then the
Okay.
payment standard setting at it's anywhere from $120 to $637 decrease in that payment standard. And even so, with 110, it's like a little bit different. So you have for the, and I'll just say the payment standard, it's $59 to $454. So, and right now, let me see, real quick here, let's see if I could pull it. Right now, Derby could set it at 110. You have right now the projected reserves is 254,223. And you're not at full budget utilization or unit utilization. So, it's probably best to do the 110 given the decrease in that
Okay.
FMR. We don't want to make it difficult or, create a rent burden for folks
For our
as
residents.
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for in the administrative plan, there's a hold harmless policy so that if the person is in a unit where that payment standard was higher than in now a subsequent year, you don't penalize them and using the decreased payment standard until that person moves out.
Okay, and then it will take effect.
Right,
Okay, that makes sense.
yeah.
And this is just for the HUD housing. It does not affect. Okay.
It doesn't affect. I'm sorry. So it's for the HCV program, the Housing Choice Voucher program. So Steiger and yeah, and HCV. Yeah.
And Maria, this is
And.
something we annually can take a look at, correct?
Yeah, and it happens on an annual basis.
Right.
HUD puts out these FMRs like in August, but they're not effective until the HUD's fiscal year, which is October 1.
Right.
And then the policy is, or the regulation is, that a housing authority has 90 days in which to make the payment standard effective.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Loretta, do you have any questions?
No, now does this affect Steiger Terrace?
No, it's only for the HUD
Oh, it's
voucher.
only for the.
Well,
Oh, okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
even though some of our folks are on a voucher system, this does not affect. It's Steiger. All of Steiger is.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah, when we're looking, where it would affect it is when on an annual basis we do the rent redeterminations. So we say the contract is up for renewal, and it's really not because you did like a 20-year, I want to say you did a 20-year housing assistance payment contract. And so when we say, okay, landlord, give us what you want to increase that rent to, the formula is that we're going to take a look at the requested rent from the landlord. We look at the payment standard, and then we also look at rent reasonableness. So, and the payment standard minus the utility allowances. So we'll take a look at that. Not that it's used, because it's always based on 30% of the family's rent for to make that determination as to what that housing assistance payment is going to be for that particular participant. But we do take
Okay.
the payment standard for it in determining, you know, what that increase is.
So maybe what we should do is to take a motion to add this under new business as B and get back to you in the morning after
Sure.
we've had a chance to talk about it.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Nope, that's fine. You
All
still have a
right.
little bit of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to tell us?
No, well, HUD is back.
Which is great.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've gotten a few scares here. You know, and they're slowly coming back, and they're inundated with a lot of, you know, work, and I think the workforce is even smaller than, you know, before the government shut down. So it's kind of hard to get, you know, their attention on certain things. But we're happy that, you know, they are back. You we got the disbursement, the wire. Did we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I think we did. I think
Sorry, I
so.
zoned
Yeah.
out. Yes, we did.
And it was for what we were anticipating,
Yes,
hopefully.
for what we usually get. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we have one housing authority that's short like $3 million, so.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Goodness.
Yeah, it was like, okay, what happened here?
Yeah, I just turn off my computer and go home at that point.
Yeah.
It's
Wow.
insane.
That's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, some other ones are a lot more than that, so yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. No, we got our wire. We are all set.
Great. Great. Then the only other
Thankfully,
thing is
yeah.
to consider is you know the ACH.
Yes, I think that Maria and I were talking about that, board members. We were saying that probably it's best to just set up that ACH relationship between the Housing Authority and Imagineer so that at the beginning of the month when all the money needs to be where it is, it just happens. And I also have control over those on the positive pay. So it's just like doing a check.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We're good.
So
Yeah.
we would be adding a vote on the 105 or 110 rent increase,
Yes,
plus
ma'am.
making Imagineers the ACH.
An ACH payment instead of a check. Yes, ma'am.
Instead. Okay, so it would be like a direct deposit?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And that would be C under new business.
Yes.
So, and we're looking at, you know, streamlining you know, some of the processes here that we have, like with the invoices. So you'll get to see that. You know, we'll send out a little cover letter that says, you know, here's the new form.
Okay.
And we could have a conversation. We could go through it. We tested it with another housing authority, and we had a complete session. And some of them said, I didn't even know that you had that there, but wow, you guys give us a lot of information.
Wow.
So we were wondering about that. So we could do that as well, but it's really using the system a lot more in the modules that we have here in our software program. We were
Okay.
still doing a lot of things, kind of like a little bit antiquated there with spreadsheets and whatnot. So,
Right. If the
to save,
technology is there, why
yeah,
not use it? I agree.
exactly.
Sure. All right. Well, that makes sense. Anybody have any questions for Maria on the payment system?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Maria, anything else?
No, that's all that I could think of.
Maria, can I ask a quick question?
Okay. Yeah, go right ahead.
What's happening with the hearing thing in January? Could you explain that a little bit again for me? I know you already did.
Oh, okay. The annual public hearing for any comments from the public, in regards to the 5-year plan.
It's the meeting, the hearing is in direct regard to the 5-year plan, if they had any questions or comments about that.
Correct.
Okay.
Because you are a qualified housing authority, you don't have to do an annual plan, but you still have to publicize, the fact that here's this 5-year plan that in 2025, at the beginning of 2025, well, even before then, because you kind of, it was January. It goes for the 5 years, but you're a qualified PHA, so it's not a new one, but it just allows, hey, here's the plan. I don't know if
Here's where we
anybody
are.
has
Here's what's going
contacted
up.
you to say, can I have a
Yeah.
meeting to review it? This happens every single year, and throughout, the housing authorities that we administer for, there has never been any comment in regards to the objectives and how the program is set up. A lot of it is regulation anyways.
Okay.
So and then the certification for the civil rights certification that then needs to get done, and then call it, you would need to submit that after you sign and the board chair signs, and that's uploaded into the HUD portal, and then you're done with that process for another year.
Perfect. Awesome.
Right.
Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate that.
So Maria and I have done this together for probably the
Oh,
last
yeah.
at least 2, if not 3 years, and nobody has ever called in.
Right.
Correct. And then,
Ever.
we also send it out, and there's, I think there was one time it's like, can I paint my apartment purple or something? I don't know. Well, we'll take all the comments and we review them, and it could be considered and brought to the board, and then we report back to HUD.
Okay, perfect.
So generally we do it a half an hour earlier on in the January meeting. So Maria and I usually start. We don't ask the commissioners to get in. We start at 6 and we leave it open for half an hour, is how I recall it. Correct, Maria?
Correct, correct. Yeah. And that's how it's
Yep, and then
publicized. Yeah.
we go into the regular January meeting at 6:30.
And Maria, we did say the 8th for that one,
The
right?
eighth,
Okay,
yes.
perfect. I'm
The
just making
eighth.
sure.
January
Yeah.
8th. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
January 8th at at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Very good. I'll put it
Perfect.
on my calendar now. All right. Any questions for Maria? Maria, anything else that you want to talk about?
Nope. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and wishing you the merriest of Christmases and a happy New Year.
You as well, all of you. Thank you. Be safe and
You're welcome.
be
Yes, you
healthy.
too.
All
Thanks,
righty. Thank you.
Maria. Have a
Bye-bye. You
nice
as
holiday.
well. Thank
Talk
you.
to you
Bye-bye.
soon.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, commissioners, I'm going to need a motion to go back to item 4, which is additions, deletions, and corrections. And then we'll have to make a motion to add on B and C. So, do I have a motion to to go back to item four, additions, deletions, and corrections?
I'll make a motion under new business to add B, the 110 or 105% HC fee, and C, HCH payment to Imagineers.
Okay. And do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Loretta. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, motion carries. So now we have eight under new business, A, B, and C. So continuing with old business, COVID, can you give us an update on the radon asbestos remediation? I know that we approved electrical work at the last meeting. So did the work get done?
The work has not started yet, but he was we were just trying to connect, but he is scheduled to start on Monday. The
Okay.
electrical should be set up the same day he starts the work. The fans have to run for, this is just a refresher, the fans have to run for a full 7 days, and then after that we are set for the retest. The only thing that I have to do is figure out if Connecticut Well Water and Radon Solutions like wants those systems back when they're done, because after the 7 days we don't need those fans on our buildings anymore. So that's what I have to reach out and inquire about, but we are set to have the electrical work begin on Monday.
Good.
So we don't need the fans anymore?
Well, the way it was explained to me was the fans run for 7 days, and then the radon test is like it's retested to see if the levels have been diminished. But then it was literally just a random thought I had today. I said, well, we don't need the fans hanging off of our buildings when they're done, so I have to figure out if Connecticut radon comes to take them down, or if our guys do it, and where all that equipment goes. So I will have an answer for
Just
that next time we get together.
make sure. Just have them put in writing that we won't need them. I mean, so you ne will never again have to test for radon. This is the way of getting rid of it permanently.
So the way it was explained to me, yes. So after I have this conversation with, I believe his name is Bob. His name is not. I believe his name is Bob. When I have a conversation with him, I'll figure out if they dismantle the systems or not.
Okay.
Because remember, the way they
All
explained it
right.
was it sucks it all out, and then they retest, and then we're able to qualify for the next thing. But it's just the breakdown of the machine that's already there that I became aware of today.
Are you saying you just became aware that it could be broken down or that something broke down? I'm
No,
sorry, I lost you
not
there.
the breakdown of the system. Like, because it's a they installed a fan system onto our buildings, but when we're done with this mitigation thing, I need to know where who's taking that down.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions?
Well, if we don't need them, they should be taken.
Yeah,
Yeah, they should be
exactly.
taken down.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. Just seemed like a lot of money to spend for something that wasn't going to be permanent.
That's also, I listen here. That's also what I was thinking, Linda.
Yeah.
So we have to get an
Yeah,
answer on that. I'll be reaching out to him to this next week.
okay, perfect. Okay. Item C under old business, discussion and possible action on maintenance performance appraisals and rates. So I was, Khalid and I talked about that. He did performance appraisals with both of them. You should have gotten them from him as an additional part of the packet. Did you all get them?
Yes.
And have a ch chance to look
No.
at them? Loretta, did you didn't?
No.
I did.
Oh, I should have asked you when I saw
Okay.
you today, Miss Loretta. I'm sorry.
They were
That's
very good.
okay. They didn't come from me. They came from Khalid separately.
Yep.
So, then can I have a motion to carry this over till next month?
We're going to carry it over.
Well, you've got one commissioner who hasn't seen the
Oh,
performance
yes, Ms. Thornton
appraisals
hasn't
and
seen them.
who, so she really won't have a legitimate vote, or she has nothing to vote from.
True.
So I'll make the motion we carry it over until Loretta gets a set of them. There's two performance appraisals, one for each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so carry over for next month. Okay, and I guess the last item is D. Last time we approved some overtime for weekend maintenance, and I was wondering how that worked out. How many hours did they end up doing? What kind of things did they do? What were their projects?
The proposed projects were to get the key boxes sorted. We're trying to, the key box is a mess.
That's right.
Now. So we're trying to get the key box sorted. And also just like for in the actual Derby Housing Authority office, we're trying to go through our folders and do like a full audit of all of our physical folders, because there's a certain amount of things we have to have up to 3 years, up to 5 years, and up to 7 years. Like there's rules that I discovered that we have to make sure we are all set in case we get actually audited. But long story short is we didn't get to anything in November. I was ill over the past couple of weeks, so I didn't call anybody in over the weekend,
right.
So we haven't started it, but we will get to it either this weekend or next weekend. And then in January, I can let you guys know how that went.
So did the guys get the key box sorted out? Did they come in into the overtime?
No, because I have the key to the main office, so we didn't start the work yet. No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. So are you going to start in December? That's kind of a tough month with Christmas, but what's the plan going forward?
Just a few hours on like a Saturday in the morning to organize the key boxes, audit our physical files. And also the third thing was I need to do like inventory on what we have for maintenance, just so I make sure we're not purchasing things we already have.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, any questions for COVID?
No, that's fine. I think it's a good idea.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So we'll move on to new business item number A. Khalid is going to read the meeting schedule for us for 2026.
Hi, it's me again. Okay, so these following dates for our first Thursday meetings in 2026. January is January 8th. It's also going to be the public hearing that Linda and Maria talked about. February is February 5th. March 5th, April 2nd, May 7th, June 4th, July 2nd, August 6th, September 3rd.
Okay.
The 1st of October is the first Thursday, so I have October 8th because we traditionally have done the next Thursday if the first one is the first of the month. So October 8th,
okay.
November 5th, and December 3rd.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions about the schedule?
No. It's fine.
No.
Okay. So can I have a motion to accept the schedule as read, and we'll get a hard copy by the end of the week? Well, today's Thursday, so early
next
week.
I can do it in the morning. It's fine. I can just send you guys it.
All right.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept 2026 meeting dates.
Okay.
Second.
All right, Loretta. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. B, so we're voting on an increase for HUD rent, either 105 or 110.
I'll make a motion.
Anybody
to
have
accept,
a
Maria's recommendation to keep the HCV rate at 110%.
Okay. I'll second that. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Motion carries. And last item C, making an ACH payment to Imagineers as opposed to a check. which probably will be cleaner and easier for everybody.
I'll make a
Do I
motion
have a
to tra-
motion?
I'll make a motion to transfer that HCH payment.
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so that leaves us with the subsidized housing coordinators report. Take it away, co-ed.
Hi, me again. We have been moving forward in a very positive direction with our new fee accountant. She's actually gone back all the way to 2023. So she's auditing, I know, she's auditing all of that going forward to make sure we are where we think we are and say we are and everything is in alignment. I've given her access to everything she needs in regards to our our payroll, our invoices, and our rent rolls. So she is on that. Let me see. I have elderly complexes. We know that we have this work finally, hopefully, going to be completed by the end of this year at CC Manor with the radon. Buck Electric is coming to start that work on Monday. I will let you guys know via email or text or anything, little updates if you need to know that, what he's letting me know. In the next year, the projects that I want everybody to just be aware of that I'm looking at with high price points are the roof at Lakeview. The entire roof is going to have to be redone. If you remember, we did like a patchwork over the summer. And at that point, he let me know that, okay, this is going to fix this right now, but eventually we're gonna have to change it all. And I can't really find anything in the office of the last time the roofing was done. So I believe them.
Okay.
That's Lakeview. CC, we're doing that. Steiger, we're gonna have to look at the plumbing next year. And it's sounding like it's gonna be a little expensive. I don't have exact numbers yet, but a lot of the plumbing underneath the complex seems to be weathered. We're having some issues with backups and things like that. And it's going to be a better financial thing to fix it fully instead of having to go back and do all the patchwork plumbing, but it will be, it'll be a number.
yeah,
for sure.
Yes, for sure. Let me pull up my vacancy report right now. We've lost a couple of our residents, unfortunately, in November at CC specifically. We lost three of our residents.
They passed?
Yes, ma'am.
They passed or they just moved
downtown?
Sorry.
No, they passed.
Sorry to hear
yeah.
that.
So yeah, it's a little sad. So we're up to 11 vacancies. In the new year, I am going to request maybe like a budget for turning some of these units over faster, like a dedicated contractor, because we're I feel like we're getting behind the eight ball a little bit, because just as the day goes on, if people are calling for work orders that are emergencies and I have to take my guys out of the turnovers that they're doing, and now it's to the point where I have a lot of vacancies, and as you all know, my waiting list is 3 miles long.
That's
and I
not
would like
good.
Yeah, I would like to, you know, be able to house people. So in the new year, I'm going to try to get some quotes for apartment turnaround contractors, and I'll present those to you guys, because we have double digit vacancies is not good. So I would like to address that.
We have done that in the past, Colin.
That's yeah, a good okay, idea. Good.
Yeah, we have.
Perfect. And that's all I got.
Do we have any... Were you showing some this week or next week, did you say?
Yes, we actually, I told you I was going to start doing calls next week, but we actually got through a couple of calls today. So we're showing one of the vacancies at Steiger next week. And then I actually think that's the last available unit. So I have 11 that need a lot of work. So we're going to have to figure out a plan to get them turned over faster so that I can start to show more.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
This month, I think in November, we filled 4 units. So we're moving when we have the available units, but then we stop when
yeah
there's a roadblock.
Yeah.
How fast? I know that we're taking applications again. How fast are they coming in?
They're coming in pretty steadily. I believe the new wait list is maybe around 30, and it's coming in still steadily. So there is one thing. I haven't edited our official website. I have to take off the fact that the waiting list is closed there. But as people call in and as people mail them in, we've started a 2025 wait list.
Okay. All right, any questions, commissioners, for Khalid?
Nope.
No, thank you.
Thank you all.
All right. Well, then it's 7:09. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:09.
I second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, unanimous. Have a good night and have a Merry Christmas if I don't happen to see or
Yes.
talk to you guys in the meantime.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Everyone,
Merry
good night and
Christmas.
happy holidays, everyone.
Yes, you too, Colin.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
you too,
Merry
Khaled.
no problem.
You too. Khaled,
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you. Don't you worry.
Yes, of course,
Take care,
Linda.
everybody.
Yeah, let
Good
me know when
night.
I
Good night.
need to sign some
Okay,
checks.
bye-bye.
Yes, I'll see you too, Bob.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Loretta, we'll get you those forms you didn't get.
Thank you.